This is Bill Wills with Michael Diemer of the Downtown Cleveland Alliance. Well, speaking of downtown, DCA launched the Welcome Back to Downtown campaign last week. Michael, first of all, great idea. Congratulations on this.
Well, thank you. This is really an exciting time for downtown Cleveland. Like we've talked about before, last week is really a time that we've been waiting for a long time, a time that people can gather in downtown, get back together. And in downtown Cleveland, like any central business district, really thrives on people and energy. And that's really what we saw over the course of the last week and over the weekend. Just a lot of pent-up desire to be together, to be out and about. And we're excited to launch this campaign to welcome people back to downtown. We're really highlighting the energy and experiences that downtown offers and, you know, the opportunity to restore actual work-life balance. So many of us have really blurred the lines between work and home life over the last year that we're really encouraging people to take advantage of the opportunity to create a little bit of separation between work and life. Come downtown, back to the office, experience everything that downtown Cleveland has to offer, get to see your colleagues again and all the energy and mental health benefits that come with that. And again, restore a little bit of home and work-life balance. And there is so much to do. Downtown Cleveland is back to what it was before the pandemic in so many ways. Over 150 restaurants and shops are open. Heinen's iconic Rotunda has reopened. Walnut Wednesday has returned on a weekly basis to Perk Park. We have free take-a-hike in-person tours 5 days per week, including a special tour on Public Square on Fridays designed specifically for office workers. So there's so many things to do, so many incredible experiences that Downtown Cleveland offers, and you can find out all about it by visiting us at downtowncleveland.com.
Michael Diemer, the Downtown Cleveland Alliance, with me. So many things downtown, including things that we've talked about in the past, but great reminders when it comes to Playhouse Square. And, by the way, I talked to some people at the RTA the other day. They're really excited about this new next-gen program that's realigned some bus routes, but they're also promoting that with the free transit week, Michael.
Yeah, again, downtown offers experiences that no other place in the region can, and events and activities are returning. We have a full program of activities this summer in North Coast Harbor, beginning with Lakefront Yoga, North Coast Namaste, and Voinovich Park. As you mentioned, Bill, live theater returning to Playhouse Square this week for the first time in over a year. So much excitement about that. Progressive Field hosting opening day 2.0 this week, being at full capacity for the first time this season. And kind of icing on the cake, if you will, RTA is launching a redesign of their entire system that's going to make it easier and more convenient than ever before to get in and out of downtown on their system. And as you note, for office workers who are returning, there's going to be free RTA service from June 13th to June 19th. And we're actually going to be talking with RTA about that on our weekly webinar this Thursday at 3 p.m. Our guest will be Natoya Walker-Miner, who's the Deputy General Manager for Administration and External Affairs. We'll be talking all about the redesign of the RTA system and all about the Downtown Cleveland Alliance's Welcome Back to Downtown campaign. So I hope folks can tune in and join us for the Downtown Now webinar at 3 o'clock on Thursday.
Michael Diemer with the Downtown Cleveland Alliance. Find out more at downtowncleveland.com.